In Business Day's editorial today refers to a new report by the Institute of Race Relations, which it describes as startling and says it reveals the extent of the chaos and instability of the Jacob Zuma administration, the cabinet and departmental churn. In other words, the rotation of people through important key positions in the cabinet and in the departments at director general level. Researcher Gareth van Onselen joins us now on the line. Gareth, we're all sort of, I think, vaguely aware, those of us who have an interest in politics, that ministers have changed quite a lot and the directors general have changed even more often. But until I read the Business Day editorial and then went to the report, I had no idea that it was happening so frequently.
Hi, John. Yes, thanks for having me. Well, cabinet reshuffles by their nature are very public. They're announced on national television and a great furore inevitably accompanies their announcement. But the changes to director generals, which are in many respects just as important as ministers, they're the administrative head of any department, are often done far more surreptitiously. They're announced by cabinet and they are not properly tracked and regulated. And when you go into that kind of thing, there is a huge amount of turmoil, possibly more even than with regards to ministers.
And the impact of it is, I mean, the average length of time that a minister in a particular department has spent with the director general of that department, it's the kind of relationship which is incredibly important. Political leadership, organizational leadership, working together for 4 years at a time, 5 years at a time in the South African electoral context. But that's not happening.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, when the public service was created, a national government wins a five-year term, as you said. Senior public servants get the maximum of a five-year contract, and the idea is that the public service mirrors the political administration. But the average length of time for a relationship between a minister and director general is just 14 months. There have been 215 of these relationships between 38 departments, which means each department is going through about seven such relationships, or has under Jacob Zuma over the last 8 years, and it is a recipe for chaos and uncertainty.
I mean, that's an average of roughly a year between DG and minister over nine years of the Zuma administration.
Yes, that's correct. 14 months. So it's just over a year per relationship. The consequence of it is ideally you want a department to have a minister who has a clear political vision for that department and a director general who is able to implement that vision and manage the department's finances and procurement and everything that flows from that. But if those two things are constantly changing, there's never any certainty about policy. And you see in departments like communications, for example, which has suffered a huge number, 14 of these relationships over 8 years, an inability to deliver on basic products, things like digital migration, are held hostage to this kind of uncertainty.
Was it significantly better during Thabo Mbeki's term and a bit and during Nelson Mandela's 5 years in office?
Well, that's a good question. One of the potential weaknesses of the report is that it doesn't do a comparison between other administrations, so I can't say that definitively. What you can say is that the cabinet reshuffles happen far more frequently and a far higher rate under Jacob Zuma than they did under Thabo Mbeki. I can't do a similar comparison with director generals, but if the trend is the same, it would suggest that it is also much higher turnover rate. But the key factor is the five-year term. Whether or not it is worse or better than Mbeki, you can't have such a low number of months per relationship when 5 years is the ideal.
And was there any qualitative analysis done in terms of the reasons that were given and whether those reasons were credible as to why relationships broke down?
Yes, there was some. It's hard to be definitive about that because in a great many cases, the reasons for a change in director general are not given publicly, but a lot of them are. And a great many of them seem to boil down to either the relationship between the director general and the minister devolving into some kind of dispute, a breakdown of trust, or the director general is suspended, some for long periods of time while they're investigated for some kind of malfeasance or maladministration, or they're just fired out and out for corruption. And there are about 20 or 30 examples out of the 172 different director generals that have served since 2009. And it seems that a lot of the reasons are not administrative or good governance related reasons.
They're either too corrupt or not corrupt enough, depending on the minister and depending on the DG. Gareth Van Onselen, what do you